Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. You are listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and it is always my honor and privilege to worship with you, to seek the Lord together with you, to feast upon the Word of God together. And so I want to begin today in Isaiah 35. In Isaiah 35, a couple of days ago, as we were in Sunday worship here at our church, we had a couple and their family. Their names are Kenneth and Christy Williams, and they are missionaries in rural Uganda. And so Kenneth was sharing just at the things that the Lord was doing, just the restorative miracles that the Lord was doing in the lives of the people there, and also just in the physical land itself. And so he was sharing out of Isaiah 35 and just how this passage had just been instrumental in just the things that the Lord was speaking to him and the words of promise that the Lord gave through this passage. And so I've just been thinking on that for the past couple of days and meditating on that. And so yesterday I get out my phone and my Bible app. The selected reading plan for that day was, of course, Isaiah 35. It always seems to work that way, but I know that that the Lord was obviously in that, and I know this is a word for someone today. This is very much a word for me and where I am at. And so I would just ask that you would just engage your minds and your hearts today as we read this passage. And really, this passage is a response to the chapter before. The chapter before in Isaiah 34 is just speaking of judgment and vengeance and retribution and how the people were just reaping judgment and the things that were happening. And so Isaiah 35 is after all of that has cleared, the restoration that the Lord brings to his people. And so let's begin in verse 1 this morning. Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel or the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory, the splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland. The parched ground will become a pool, and springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grass and reeds and rushes will flourish where desert jackals once lived. And a great road will go through that once deserted land, and it will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk along its course, nor any other ferocious beast. There will be no other dangers. Only the redeemed will walk on it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return, and they will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness. As we read these words this morning, it is hard not to see very plainly and blatantly glimpses of the coming King, of the coming Messiah, of the kingdom of God. Because when Jesus comes into our life, and when Jesus came and offered the sacrifice once and for all, this is what we can look forward to as children of God, that the eyes of the blind will be opened, that His glory will be displayed, that we will ever walk upon this highway of holiness, that we can enter His presence singing, that our sorrow and our mourning will be replaced with joy and gladness ultimately as we see Him. There is incredible, restorative, life-giving power in what Jesus has done for us today. He has come to restore and renew this world, to make all things new. And as we believe in Him, you know, in John 7 it says, out of our hearts will flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland. So this morning, I'm not gonna sing. I'm just gonna play in the background, and I just want us to pray this morning. I want us just to pray over several things. For one, for yourself. Just in regard to, I don't know where you are. If you are going through a time of harvest or a dry season. But I want you to pray over yourself today. Ask the Lord just to bring restoration, times of refreshing in your life. Just cry out to Him this morning. Just tell Him that we want more of Him. We want to see Him. We want to hear His voice. We just want Him this morning. Just cry that out to the Lord. Also, too, pray for those around you. Pray for your family. Pray for your family that restoration and these rivers of living water would just flourish out of the lives of your family. That the Lord would just make His glory known in your family, and that they would respond in kind in worship and in praise. Just pray for your family this morning. Also, pray for the lost around you. Pray for the lost around you. And may we be those who strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those with weak knees. May this fall to us today as we declare the coming of our King. Pray for restoration. Pray for salvation for those around you. Pray for these rivers of living water that flow from us, that they would bring life to those around us who do not know the God that we serve. So ultimately, just pray just for revival, for restoration of your life and those around you this morning. So I'm going to continue to play, but just use this time just by yourself, just to seek the Lord out. God bless you this morning.